everybody, and welcome back to your favorite G.I. Joe podcast show, 10 years strong and still finding holiday specials to do. This is Knowing Is Half the Podcast, and I am Ray Stakanis.
I do not care for you continuing to bring up how long we've been doing this. Every time it hurts a little bit more.
Why do you think I do it?
I appreciate it because it reminds me of my own mortality.
No, it reminds you of life. You've done something.
Need a reminder of your own mortality. Just look in the mirror. Jesus.
Excuse me. Have you seen me? I look fantastic.
Yeah. You look like a haggard old crone. Don't. There's no video, so there's no proof that you look fine. I'm just going to assume that you look like Jan, Large Marge.
Large Marge.
Oh, Jan, man,
she's still camera ready 10 years into us doing this, and me and you are a mess. So I think it's a picture of Dorian Gray situation happening here.
Yeah, I can see that.
Drains the life from her fellow podcasters to stay youthful.
See how I look anytime you want by checking out my videos on The Witching Hour. And
wow,
I look
The Witching Hour.
Fantastic in them.
Never heard of it.
Is that new Rockstar's adjacent horror channel, The Witching Hour?
The Witching Hour NR, yes it is.
Wow, what a great channel. You know, I was the second person to ever be subscribed to that channel.
That's true. You subscribed, I think, before the hosts even did.
Yes, I was. There was one person subscribed when I subscribed, and I was number two. I couldn't be happier. It's my one
People
claim to fame.
Often say, remark that you are number two. They say something like that. It's
very close to that. That is correct. Man, who are you people?
I don't think Chan knows anymore.
Why? 10 years ago, I knew. Now what am I?
It's what parenthood does to you.
Empty husk of a man.
I'm Gina Ippolito.
So welcome back to Knowing Is Half the Podcast with Ray Stakanis, Gina Ippolito, and a husk of a man.
This is so that people can tell us apart when
allegedly.
Yeah. When they're like, I can't tell you two apart. I know who Gina is. And then the other two sound alike. The broken shell of a person is me, Robert Clark Chan. And the bloviating, screaming Aztec death whistle of a human being is Ray Stakanis.
They still won't remember. They won't be able to tell you guys apart.
Yeah, I know.
I was wondering how many episodes it would take for you to work the Aztec death whistle into the show after you received one as a gift. And the answer was not very long.
Not very long at all. No.
Here we are.
Also, there might be an 8-year-old running around the house blowing on it as hard as he can. So
that seems very unlikely given the random Chan house. I know.
Random 8-year-old, not your actual son.
Could be anybody.
I don't know. Look, I don't know who I am. How do I know the people around this house?
That's a good point. Also, he could be a changeling.
He could be.
Oh, could be a changeling.
Always wonder about that.
Look, here's the deal. We're done with Halloween. Halloween's done. You're done with it. We're ready to put it behind us, but keep watching horror movies. Those are great. We're on Thanksgiving specials, and Chan apparently found enough to somehow fill up the month. Is that right?
Weirdly, yeah.
Wow. Hell yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think Gina helped because, like, Halloween's easy. Christmas is easy. There's still dozens upon dozens. And, like, this year is all Canadian cartoons, like, just from Canada.
Wow.
Think of how many other countries make cartoons. There must be at least three. So that's another 3 years worth of holiday cartoons we could do.
When we do the all anime from Japan Thanksgiving special set, I am ready for that. Because when we did Astro Boy last year for Christmas, it nearly broke me.
Here's the thing. Thanksgiving is not actually a thing in other countries. So
Canadian Thanksgiving is indeed a thing, you Canadian racist.
Wow, how about that, Chan?
Do they have maybe
it's called Boxing Day.
You need to talk to more Canadians, sir.
Why? You know what? I take that back. I hope to move there someday soon. So
I just got word. They don't want you. If you don't know about their Canadian Thanksgiving, they don't want you.
I can learn.
It does not happen in November.
Look, I played the long game. I married a Canadian, someone with Canadian citizenship, well over a decade ago. I'm good to go.
Yeah, but you thought that you were going to have to, like, beat feet for completely different reasons.
Oh, absolutely.
Beat feet is my OnlyFans name.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Anyway, look, we watched This Is America, Charlie Brown, The Mayflower Voyages. And I am thrilled. Thanksgiving is, as you may well know, it is my favorite holiday of the entire year. A holiday that was literally built brick for brick from the ground up for me. You can't have a holiday that has everything Thanksgiving is and not appeal to me.
It's mainly just the food and the football, right?
Well, look, you have a holiday where you're expected to eat way too much, to drink way too much, and watch Detroit Lions football. What more does anybody want out of a holiday? That's
Are
all
you
I need.
Expected to watch cartoons that whitewash the imperialism.
So
yes, I am expected to, and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Jen, don't forget, Gina still celebrates Columbus Day, so there's going to be some whitewashing here.
But to be fair, I celebrate it by just making several ships out of prosciutto and sailing them across the ocean to find
That's
the
right.
Americas.
And absolutely, I who could blame you? Look, my opening message, my opening note for this special is in all capital letters: Charlie Brown said cock.
What?
Oh my god.
He says the word cock right in the opening section of the show.
What?
Do I have a timestamp? No, I don't.
Well, nobody even speaks until 4 minutes and 30 seconds in, which is
my first note, apparently.
Just, ugh.
I love it. I love Peanuts. I love Snoopy. I love Charlie Brown. I love it.
Big fan of Peanuts and Snoopy and Charlie Brown. I don't know, I probably mentioned it many times in the show, but when I was a kid, I wrote a fan letter to Charles Schulz, and he wrote me back, and my mom has it kept somewhere. A wonderful handwritten note from Charles. I think it was typed. Who cares? He signed it. Charles Schulz wrote me as a kid and kept me on a path to white mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that.
I mean, I feel like Garfield is the true path to white mediocrity, but I can see how Peanuts would get you there.
Yeah, you know, it's all good. But yeah, Charlie Brown says cock, and I really needed nothing more out of this. I wish Chan had the soundbite, but he doesn't.
What is it in the narration, or is it him saying?
This is why you're supposed to send time codes in advance.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. I was a little tuned out on this one. Because I wonder here, my next note is, I wonder how historically accurate this is. And I figure they did their research.
Hold
this
on.
This must be note for note exactly how things went down.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not feeling well, Linus. I'm not either, Charlie Brown. How much farther do we have to go? I'm not sure. I think someone said we're about halfway. Oh, no.
What part of that is cock to you?
You cut out right before someone yelled cunt.
Did you hear the person right about to yell cock, Gina? And then Chan's like, cuts it right off.
Yeah, that's definitely what Lucy was about to say.
Yeah. Y'all gonna try to make me go find the sound file, but I probably won't. Just know that he says it, and it was awesome. Right. And also, my other favorite trope we get to hit. You know, this is not an episode of Davy and Goliath, no, but Charles M. Schulz does sure love his Christian motifs, does he not?
Listen.
Did they mention their faith once or twice in this?
Well, I mean, to be fair, this is about pilgrims, and that's their whole deal. They're crossing a huge ocean that not a lot of people have done before and are just sort of kind of winging it.
Well, that's
just a bunch of religious nutballs that are like, we can do this. Just go that direction and God will provide. So there's a whole lot of faith in God kind of holding this shit together.
I mean, great. I thought it was real weird, and this is jumping ahead a little bit. They go through this miraculous, terrible journey. They, you know, they end up doing the thing. And then after they kind of finally settle down, if you're losing like half the people, they just like, oh, there's an English fisherman who just has a town like right above us. And like, apparently it's not such a hard journey if people are making fishing trips to the Americas.
It's not like one dude flew over and is like, I'm just going to like, I'm going to catch a marlin, then I'm going to go back home.
That's how I read it. Yeah.
Well,
and also they were leaving England to escape religious persecution. I don't know enough about the history, but who was persecuting them? Like other Christians?
There's always people persecuting people because of religious things.
Here's the thing. The pilgrims were nut jobs.
Right.
They're like as they're essentially the 17th century version of Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
I was going to say Scientologists.
These are the same people
whose
ancestors would burn witches in Salem.
Something like. They're huge dickheads. And religious persecution means like people are like, you are being such an asshole. Just look what here's some money for a boat. Get the fuck out.
Hey, yeah, I would take that money for a boat.
I would get a boat. I would love a boat.
Also a religious nut. And I think we all know that.
Yeah. I'm the most religious person anyone's ever known.
Going on about Columbus really, all the time.
It's the thing that really got me thinking, because I never really considered it before, but like we hear the story all the time that they were fleeing because of religious persecution, but they are Christians, nominally, and they are coming from a Christian country.
Listen, you just got to watch The Witch. The first 2 minutes of The Witch.
I just watched The Witch like 2 days ago for the first time. It's funny you would say that.
Hell yeah.
It's fresh in my mind.
That dude in the beginning is like, I'm gonna leave and force my family to go to a shitty part of town because religious persecution.
Y'all aren't religious enough for me.
Yeah.
I feel like he did
serves
some things
him
with
right.
some kids.
A witch gets him. And then he had to go on to be Galactus.
Wow.
Oh, was that Galactus? How funny. He was very good.
He's very good. He's Galactus.
Oh, I did not I did not put that. I did not know that. I know I noticed the Queen's Gambit lady, Anna Brianna Greyjoy. What was her name? Anyway, she was very, very good in it as well.
Don't help him.
No, I got it right.
You don't watch movies right, Ray.
I watch movies. What do you mean? I watch movies the best way possible.
No, you don't. You don't even look up who's in them every time you go, what's that guy from?
No, because I get burned. You know how many times I've said, oh, this person's very talented. I wonder who they are. And then I go to IMDb and I pop it up. And then I see like a secret cameo like right next to him on the IMDb page. And I ruin it for myself later on. That's happened a lot of times. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
you're using the internet wrong.
The secret cameos in The Witch just abound.
No, but there would have been one had I looked.
Chris Evans pops up and I was like, I'm going to talk to you about the Avengers initiate.
Wait, did Chris Evans play
Samuel
the
go? Oh my God. Yeah, you don't even know who played the goat, obviously, because you. Anyway. A great movie, though. I'm not sure if I liked it, but.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not sure. Look,
Jan,
legitimately, I watched The Witch.
Yeah.
I watched it all the way through. I appreciated it. I'm like, this is a pretty well-made movie. I don't know if I like it.
You're telling me that when Black Phillip spoke, you weren't like, what the shit? There really
No, that was
kind
of crazy, right? And I was a little uncomfortable when like that hot witch lady came out and started making out with that child.
That's what witches do, dog. Didn't you read Hansel and Gretel? She was all like, let me kiss you.
She threw him in an oven.
Well, no, she had a house made of cookie.
And she did it all for the nookie.
We
know it was coming and I couldn't stop it. I knew she was going to go there.
Well, yeah, because I lobbed her a softball.
Stand up. I got to move now.
Is this a witch podcast or a peanuts podcast?
Honestly, who could tell the difference? Look, the first weeks at sea, there were steady winds. And then conditions sucked. They were overcrowded. It was unsanitary. There were no bathrooms, which is just,
they're shitting in each other's mouths. It's gross.
Yeah, that's not sanitary. Also, like, they're overcrowded. They stuffed as many people on this boat, but, like, they would have had less deaths.
Including a pregnant lady? Are you kidding me? Who wants to ride on a boat with a super pregnant lady?
Oh, my God. I don't. I'll say that right now. After a few weeks, they hit storms, and a man fell overboard. And I really appreciated this moment, because he was a complete dumbass who fell overboard. What is he doing during a storm out on the deck in the first place? And then the Peanuts name drop him. They say, John Halland is that man. And I'm like, God dang, dude, what'd he do to you?
Well, like, he was probably drunk when he was.
He must have been.
I think he paid for the bottomless cocktails on that cruise, and he wanted to make sure he got his money's worth. Mm.
That actually tracks. You got to get your
there
money.
There are also people on the boat who run the boat. If you're in a storm, you need people making sure the boat doesn't sink to the bottom of the ocean.
Nah, they piled themselves, as far as I understand.
Yeah, you put it on autopilot, Chan. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of religious dickbags on a schooner and feel like, good luck.
That's what I do.
Just point it in that direction. The sails fill themselves.
Yeah, it just goes.
It just goes.
Yeah, what don't you get about this, Chan?
Everything.
Anyway, so they get about halfway, and the main beam is cracked, and so the people are like, we might have to go back. But, like, don't get halfway and go back.
They're just going to have to start eating each other.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been okay.
If the wind's going the wrong way, there's certainly I could see why you'd be like, you know what? This is a message. We should just not.
Yeah. They were probably like, God's trying to stop us.
I mean, he was. He threw everything he could at them, and they went anyway.
Ain't that now, just the way?
Anyway, they go back into their faith, and they get really religious with it, and then they find land. And then the one note that I have in this remarkable moment, look, this is American history right here in its own way. And the one note I have is, why is Sally wearing toe socks?
That's the only kind of socks they had back then.
Why is she wearing goddamn toe socks?
It's probably some stupid trick of the animation that Ray didn't understand.
Everybody else has either shoes or bare feet, but Sally, or is it Lucy? I don't remember. One of them, they're wearing toe socks, and I don't care for it.
Your Peanuts credibility has been ruined, sir.
I wrote Sally, but I'm realizing now I think it was Lucy. I was very tired when I watched this.
Okay. I see an image here of Lucy wearing shoes, but there are little marks there that suggest, you know, wrinkled shoes, like maybe it's made of leather or some sort of thing, that I think Ray is interpreting as toe socks.
Straight up toe socks. Don't you even try with me, Robert.
Does she have three toes is my question.
Very possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's to say?
I mean, anybody with half a brain?
All right, I'm going to grab some images. You all talk amongst yourself. What was your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Like Thanksgiving in general, or...
Chan, I'm leaving you general topics here.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving, there was one Thanksgiving that I spent at the Chan household before it was the Clark Chan household.
Yeah.
Wow.
And someone had invited a gentleman. I think this gentleman was maybe a neighbor or something to this person. And this gentleman did not understand that he was attending a comedian Thanksgiving party, normie Thanksgiving party. And comedian Thanksgiving parties, we play board games, we eat lots of food, we drink. We might have something on the TV that the normies can look over at once in a while, but we certainly don't sit down and cheer for football. And this gentleman was very angry at us all. And at some point, I believe I said, why would you come here and assume we were all really into football when you don't know any of us? And then he left.
Why do I feel like that was me before you knew me?
It was a very good Thanksgiving. I was happy when he left.
Well, sure.
I don't know why you would go to a stranger's Thanksgiving and then dictate how they have to act and what you have to watch.
I love that. And this is probably 15 years ago. You're still holding a grudge.
Still mad.
Random person you've only ever met once in your life.
Yes.
This is the equivalent of Ray's coworker.
Oh, wow.
Ray mentioned offhandedly once. And
who isn't even my coworker?
On at least a once a month basis. For the last
Listen, this is
years.
Why they say, like, this is why Italians say revenge is a dish best served cold. And why Italians think that, like, you know, like basically, like, you, if you wrong an Italian, you might never be good with them again, but you won't know it until 15 years later when maybe you wake up and you only have one nut.
So you're going around to people who like football, probably just a little too much, but not a crazy, insane amount. Sneaking into their house, drugging them, performing a surgical procedure, and
everyone gets a different revenge scenario.
I see.
It's not one size fits all, sir.
Of course.
See, some I knew if I just turned the floor over to Gina, she'd have a revenge tale with it. I have now sent you in the Facebook chat the picture that I will be putting on Patreon at some point in the near future. You cannot sit here and tell me those are supposed to be shoes. Those are Lucy's toe socks.
Okay, so you've obviously never...
Nice try.
Those do look pretty weird, actually. I mean, they kind of look like turkey feet. Has anyone ever really gotten a good look at Lucy? Is she part turkey?
I mean, for this, she might be. But I'm just saying, like, those are not goddamn shoes. Unless they're somehow toe shoes, which make less sense in the context.
Considering that toe socks weren't even a thing for another 20, 30 years after this came out. Hold on. This is 1988. So
this is a little older than you think.
Yeah.
I would still say that it was, the toe socks were at least 10 years away from even existing in the public consciousness.
Robert Clark Chan, what if I told you that the toe sock was first created in 1969?
Oh, that
by
makes
somebody
sense.
Named Ethan Russell. They became mainstream in the 70s and became more popular in the 90s.
That makes sense, because those goddamn hippies back then.
Yep. And in fact, have a origination of tabi socks in 15th century Japan. Booyah.
Tabi socks have two toes.
Yeah. Origination, Chan. I didn't say they invented toe socks. It took an American to do something so monstrous.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know
and
what?
We know somebody who wears toe socks on the reg, and I'm not trying to call them out right now, but they're horrifying.
I don't know this person. Do I know this person? Is it the person that went to Chan's Thanksgiving, or your old stupid coworker?
Is it your wife? Is it your wife that you're trying to call out?
It is none of those people. We'll talk off air. Anyway, they fix the boat and they find land. The pilgrims write the Mayflower Compact to be like, look, we're a bunch of psychos and we're about to embark on land. And who knows what will happen when we do that. We better have an agreement in place that we could point to when some of our psycho asses go psycho.
What is, they're going to a completely new world, essentially. They're going to be out in the wilderness. I guess they're, in essence, starting their own
society. They want to make their own laws.
Starting their own podcast, basically.
Why the fuck did they wait until they got there to be like, oh, right. Yeah.
Fair
we
point.
Should have laws.
Because they didn't plan this out very well, Chan. I don't know if
you
noticed
they really
that.
Didn't. Chan, they left a civilized society with already built buildings because they wanted to make their own laws about, like, marrying kids and stuff.
And they had a huge long time on the boat where they're vomiting and, like, being like, what the fuck are we doing with our lives?
No, you can't make laws with people until you know who's going to survive. Because what if the three of us started to make laws and I was like really rational about it. And I said like, okay, like first law makes really good sense. And then Chan goes and it's something like related to being grumpy, like, oh, we have to have a law that no one ever talks to me ever. And then Ray makes a law that like he has to understand every TV show or they can't be made. And so then from now on, every TV show has to be understood at a third grade reading level. And then we're like, all right, well, I guess like we're doing this together. So we have to say yes to Ray's stupid law. So let's like write it down. And then on the ship, Ray dies. And then Chan and I are stuck with a stupid law that we didn't want.
Are we though? Because if the dumb one is dead, we can just erase it from the books.
No,
who's going to argue? They're
that's
dead.
That's not how it works, Chan.
Once it's written down, it's law, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Ain't none of y'all heard of an eraser?
Not back then.
No, no erasers back then.
Ain't none of you heard of an X-Acto knife?
Not back then. All you had back then
was... I mean,
they
may have had blades back then.
You only had lard back then. That was it. If you couldn't do something with lard... It didn't exist.
Hold on. Are we writing on lard?
Nah, you just like used lard for everything.
Famously, lard is hard to write on.
And also, if you did write on lard, then you could just rub it off with your thumb. Did they have thumbs back then, Gina?
I don't know. Let's look at their gloves, which are right next to their toe socks.
God damn it. They were wearing toe socks, and I'm glad you all agree with me. I feel very vindicated in this moment.
Well, then I take it back. I don't want to ever make you feel vindicated.
Gina, it's too late. I have already accepted it, and I will forget you said anything further.
See, Chan, this is why you don't make laws until you know who's going to die.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
I think we know who's going to die. And it's probably, let's say it'll probably be of natural causes. And let's continue to say that. Even when you find his body riddled with arrows and stab wounds.
I really thought you were going somewhere else. I thought you were going to say, it will be of natural causes, and it will be soon. And I had nothing to dispute, quite honestly.
In this scenario, I am natural.
That's right. Look, they end up in Provincetown Harbor, where 102 people became 101. They added a baby and got rid of two stiffs. Get them out.
I'm not moving somewhere like this with a baby. That baby can't work.
They brought 30 children with them.
Yeah, to put them to work and also have sex with them.
No, I mean, that's the part I'm worried about, quite honestly. Look, I'm not trying to say nothing about nothing, but if you're getting kicked out of England by appropriately some very conservative religious Christians, why do they have a problem with you? What are you doing that's so abhorrent and you brought 30 kids with you? Gina, you might be onto something. I believe you've blown this wide open.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to go saying that anybody is a child molester here amongst the pilgrims. I will say that I feel there's a level of annoyance that a human being can reach that is so pure that an entire country has no other option but to make them leave the continent entirely. Uh-huh. These are such assholes. Like your shittiest coworker cranked up to a million. Like how bad would the guy clipping his toenails in the cubicle next to you have to be before you're like, look,
here's the deal.
3 weeks of my paycheck, leave forever, please.
I would have done that in certain occasions.
I would like everyone to leave and for me to be left alone.
Who's the Grumpus now? Just real quick. Which laws are you making?
That's true. That's a good point.
Hold on. I got to make a law about spaghetti.
Oh, I do have to make a law about spaghetti. It's that everyone has to make spaghetti and eat spaghetti. And if you have dietary restrictions, too bad.
Spaghetti's bullshit.
My law is you got to break that shit so it's eatable. No, I don't need extra utensils to eat
This is why, we're going to throw spaghetti. Ray off the boat. This is why we throw Ray off the boat.
Break it in half.
This is why
break
we throw Ray off
like,
the boat.
Like an adult.
You know what? You're both getting thrown off the boat, and then I'm forcing your kids to do work.
By work, you mean you're going to be molesting our children like the pilgrims?
Gina, come on. That's not appropriate.
This is Gina why Polito,
star of the witching hour. I don't like that.
No way. I'm going to be laying in a hammock, and I'm going to be like, oh, wow, like the adults are just too sick to work. I guess the kids are going to have to do it all. I guess you're going to have to go and find firewood and build a house that doesn't collapse and kill us all.
That'd be nice.
Here's the thing. The first like 5 minutes of this thing, I was like, oh, God. Is the entire thing just going to be a dumb show of the Peanuts characters while this boring-ass narration goes on? And the fact that there was a whole segment where they're like, you, go out and get firewood. You, go out and get water. You go. I'm like, at least they're doing something, for God's sakes.
Yeah, fair.
So whether or not it was accurate, and if indeed everyone was so sick they had to send the children out to fetch wood, or it was just a device so that we could see the Peanuts characters do things, I am okay with it.
I in this society, I am voting in Marcy and Peppermint Patty. I think they're the rational ones of the Peanuts group.
I got proof otherwise, but
can
keep
I
going.
Be real? Normally I'm 100% Marcy and Patty. Those two are hashtag couple goals or what have you. They're the best. In this one, Marcy is a B.
No, just because she tricks Peppermint Patty, she's giving her a taste of her own medicine.
Well, she was whining like hell to begin with.
She was giving her a taste of her own medicine.
She's giving Peppermint Patty a taste of her own medicine?
Yeah, because Peppermint Patty's bragging about how she doesn't get scared about anything. And
You know what? You know what? We'll have to agree to disagree on this one. I see where you're coming from, and Peppermint Patty definitely needs to be taken down a notch. But Marcy, she was whining, and she doesn't usually whine. Usually she's just like, she's the chill, level-headed one. It's like, hey, we gotta.
They're the only ones that like actually like complete their task.
Yeah,
it's true.
So I'm voting for them in this new world.
Hold on.
I'm afraid of the wolves, sir. Forget the wolves, Marcy. I'm afraid of the Indians, sir. Forget the Indians, Marcy. Besides, we haven't seen any since we landed in this harbor. I'm afraid of the storm, sir.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, she's usually braver than this. She's not wrong to be afraid of wolves.
She can complain while she picks up kindling, which she
is not
doing.
Isn't that what she's doing?
No, she's not. She's just like sitting there going like, ah. And like I said, that's not normal for her. That is uncharacteristic of Marcy.
Well,
so,
she's been having people shit in her mouth on a boat for several months.
Listen, that would change.
Listen, y'all, wolves die, but not words, not ideas. Ideas don't die.
Wolves?
We'll be right back.
No, we won't.
I'm
never coming back.
That. But what if I didn't?
What if?
G.I. Joe will return after these messages. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Look alive, troops! Hoist that beam! Tote that bale! Get those tents up!
Good grief!
Lucy and the gang are camping out at McDonald's on 16-ounce glasses specially designed by Charles Schultz. This week, get the Lucy glass.
Shake a leg, Linus!
For just 49 cents when you buy a medium or large soft drink like Coca-Cola. Collect all five, one each week.
Great work, team! What know-how, discipline, determination!
Eat Lucy, McDonald's, and you!
Now, back to G.I. Joe.
Also, if only... Jesus Christ. It's 1988. She could have at least said Native American.
That was not a thing in 1988.
Not in 1988. Shan, I'm sorry. You're just wrong about that. That is not what we were doing in 1988.
I was...
Shan forgets.
An actual functioning human being in 1988. Y'all were little children who
yeah,
were
Yeah, so we
not-
were the ones who were learning about this stuff in school.
Yeah, so we would know. Yeah,
because we were the ones making it up.
Chan, 1988 is not so many years from Custer's Revenge, the video game.
I mean, yeah, there were definitely things that pushed us towards political correctness.
I'm just saying, I remember a video game podcast being shut down by a very good friend of ours over this video game. That came out not far from when you said nobody was saying Indians anymore. No.
I didn't say nobody was saying. I'm saying that fucking Marcy should have known better.
To be fair, 30% of our American citizens still say Indians to this day. So
yeah,
I
was going to say, I still hear the term.
Not great, but not in our Major League Baseball. So we have that. After 4 weeks of failure... They make a bunch of fires on the Mayflower to smoke out the smell, and for the first time in like a month plus, wash the clothing.
Ugh, you everything. Ugh, as someone who has a very strong sense of smell, I would never have gotten on this boat in the first place.
Gina, you're not a religious wacko. You wouldn't have gotten on this boat in the zeroth place.
Yeah, you're right. But if like someone was like, "Hey, like you're gonna make so much money here in the New World," and I was like, "Well, I do like money, and no laws, you say, so I can bully people mercilessly." Okay.
That, yeah.
And then like the second I stepped foot onto that boat and was like, "Hey, where are the showers at? And the washing machine?" And if they were like, "Oh, well, we don't have one, but don't worry, it'll probably be a quick trip." I would be like, "Nah, I'm going to stay in England."
I love the idea that you think a washing machine existed in this year.
I mean the children, obviously. They're the washing machines.
Oh, thank you. No, you know what? No. I'm wrong. You're right. Okay.
I mean, if they had toe socks, obviously, how are you going to wash those toe socks if you don't have a washing machine?
You're not. And that's what makes them even funkier.
The imperialism that runs rampant through this thing makes like the storytelling real funky, because like these white dudes are roaming around with rifles and being like, "Oh, where are the engines? We got to find them. They need to feed us."
Yeah.
Where
Can are you they? Believe they ran away?
Yeah. They couldn't find them. They show up like they see them.
Five, six Indians and a dog.
They see them. They say that. They immediately point their guns at the Indians.
Immediately. It's horrifying.
And they're like,
"Put down your muskets. Let's see if they'll talk."
And they're the story. What are they doing? What? How?
Listen,
why?
I greet everyone with my musket too.
And you get down on one knee and like aim at them with it.
Yeah, I like to see how their survival instinct is.
Yeah, yeah. Are you doing it when you're starving? Like literally have no food? Because that's what they're trying to find the indigenous people because they don't know how to grow anything. And they're like, oh, these
they don't know how to do fuck all.
And their first they see him for the first time and they fucking pull their gats on him.
What about this doesn't track for you?
I mean, it makes all of these stories in here deeply suspect. The indigenous people didn't give them anything. They were held at gunpoint and forced. The fact that the land they're on was completely empty, I was like, oh boy, that feels like the West Bank, doesn't it? There was nobody there.
I had questions about that.
We had a whole bunch of guns, and definitely there was nobody left on this arable, wonderful land.
It's so wild they find suitable land with structures built and no one there.
Weird. It was must have been a plague. It was definitely some sort of plague that came and took them all out. We couldn't
find any bodies either. Isn't that weird?
Definitely not a genocide.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's wintertime. Now, how long did this journey take? 2 months?
Something like.
How do we get 2 months of travel time and then like seemingly a month of trying to figure it out followed by immediate winter? Why did they not leave in February? Why did they not give themselves more time to build some things before winter hit?
February is very cold and not good for sailing, right?
Yeah, but March is. April is comparatively. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like starting in August or September was their best choice when traveling to New England.
This whole thing smacks of a not entirely voluntary exit from England.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at, Robert Clark Chan. I'm starting to think maybe they were doing some things that some people would have moral problems with. Beyond just they were annoying, they had to leave in a hurry. And I've only seen that in mob movies and movies about serial killers.
Could be both.
And honestly, it could be both. Thankfully, half the adults are dead. There were, what was it? I don't know.
Yeah, but the remaining adults are just going to use that as an excuse to take child brides.
Yeah. Look, everything becomes a hospital at this point. All 30 children are alive. I'm starting to doubt. I'm starting to doubt this Peanuts history here. Maybe that's correct, but it seems weird that half the adults died and all the kids are fine. Maybe this is COVID zero, you know, version one. I don't know. But that sounds crazy to me.
I mean, it's possible that there wasn't much food and some people were basically feeding their kids before they feed themselves.
Chan, is that a thing you would ever do? Because I wouldn't.
Now you got to eat that kid. That's why you're having kids, just in case you need to eat them.
I mean, here's the thing. If we somehow make it out alive and people are like, didn't you go off on that expedition with a kid, your kid? I would rather die of starvation than have to answer those questions.
You know what? You're making a good point right now.
It's not even the eating of my own child that I have the problem with so much as the approbation of society afterwards that concerns me.
Yeah. All right. Fair. Look, and this is where we get the Marcy snake, no snake. We've been over it. I did not like it. And we just go into a bunch of pointless vignettes. We got to check in on every character, regardless of what they're doing, whether it's interesting or not. And there is a moment where they say, we need these guns to protect us from all these Indians.
The ones that you haven't seen.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't know. I can't help but feel like I'm being propagandized to at this point.
I mean, I would hope so. It's a goddamn Peanuts cartoon. You have to expect that they're going to give you the friendliest, most chipper version, most white-friendly version of history imaginable.
I believe the term is whitewashing. 20 adults and 30 children have made it to February. Half have made it. And all the kids, I don't know. But this is when our good friend Samoset shows up and hangs out with Miles Standish. And Samoset, who wasn't taken hostage and made to do things, he comes of his own free will and says, I have been watching you guys with these English fishermen up the road who we've never talked about and won't appear in this at all. And I'm impressed by you, and I've got ties to the area.
I feel like when they were going out looking for indigenous folk, they're also looking out for their fellow Englishmen, all of whom also chose to duck and cover when they're coming.
Could be true.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh God, those fucking people. Okay. Break down the cabins, take down the entire settlement, hide them behind these bushes until they're gone.
Literally, this is a spirit Halloween until further notice. So Squanto shows up to help as well. Squanto shows up to help.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about history, but all of this is a little sus.
Little
I'm just saying.
Bit.
Look, he teaches them to fish, grow corn. Everything gets better. I love this. Peanuts makes a big deal in this moment of saying, and they made a treaty with the Native Americans, aka Indians, that lasted over half a century. And my immediate next note is, then what happened?
Why did it expire?
So, why did it stop?
What do you mean? Then they renewed it and everyone lived happily ever after.
I'm sure that's probably what happened. I live in the year 2025. I understand how, let's just be honest, white people can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not all white people, and not all the time.
Hashtag not all white people.
Sometimes some make choices.
Well, if I was one of these white people, I would have stayed my ass in England in a house that was already built.
Yeah.
Fuck the new world.
And you'd be right.
Fuck the new world.
You get Monty Python first. I mean, that's great. Anyway, 90 Indians show up and we do Thanksgiving. And literally the Thanksgiving, what really gets me here in the propaganda is the Thanksgiving that Miles Standish or whoever it was, probably not him, but whoever the leader of the people, the white people are, says, effectively.
Hold on. I just looked up the Wampanoag Treaty.
Okay, hold on. Let me say this, and then we'll do you. Because his point is, thank you for God for delivering us people who work for us. And I did not care for that at all.
No. All of this is just the worst.
And now, please, I want to hear about the actual treaty, because I am actually very interested.
Apparently, the Wampanoag wanted them to turn Squanto over. I'm not clear what he did.
Oh dear!
But they wanted justice, and the white people refused to hand him over because he did help them and whatnot. Then he dies like a year later, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Oh dear!
The Wampanoag Treaty does last over 50 years, making it the only treaty between Native Americans and European settlers and their descendants to last beyond the lifetime of all signatories.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty great, but also pretty bad for literally every other treaty that white people have signed with indigenous folk here in America.
Yeah, this is in the spirit.
In the Spirit Halloween store?
In the Spirit Halloween store. Yeah. Yeah, great. Anyway, everybody. Everybody dances at the end. We do a Charlie Brown dance and we're getting out of here. This is made in 1988. This is America, Charlie Brown, the Mayflower Voyages.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
It's something. Hold on.
Look.
Like the synthy harpsichordy kind of sound and just like the constant snare drums makes me kind of feel like this is a rave version of the Phoenix song.
Oh, I was going for what if John Carpenter wrote this? I'm just saying.
I'm glad that they play that in every special, though.
Here's the deal. I am too, for the record. I think this is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of all of the above. So here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, Snoopy, Charlie Brown, Peanuts, Thanksgiving, Mayflower. Chan, do we have anything else to talk about today?
It's called This Is America, Charlie Brown.
Ooh, that hurts.
This Is America. Colon,
the Mayflower Voyagers, yes. Second greatest This Is America.
Oh, after the Sacha Baron Cohen?
Uh-oh.
The what?
The Sacha Baron Cohen, This Is America, Borat-style documentary that he made for, like, Showtime a few years ago.
Ray is once again confusing Sacha Baron Cohen with Childish Gambino.
No.
Yeah, easy mistake.
I think both of these are above the Charlie Brown one. I'll just say it. But I would love to hear some... less than 13 seconds of Childish Gambino.
I mean, I would have to pull some up.
Oh, excuse me.
We'll be demonetized.
Who is America from 2018? I got it totally wrong. Are you shocked?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked you got something wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thanksgiving, the first episode of Knowing Us Half the Podcast, and I got something wrong, but I'm still not willing to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win Show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.